A curse of your shams, ye coffee house dams, who instead of extinguishing cherishment's flames, how finely you draw the poor gentleman in with your devil's commander, wine to the sin, fornication. Sobriety cloaks your lust with a pox, while we deal more plainly like homester folks, although we can hardly keep open our doors, for all we maintain the perfectest whores in the nation. When Mrs. with kid, that shame may be hid, for a coffee house for her straight money is bid, where Bentley comes out, and then she's as pure as a girl of 15 that never played the whore but in fancy. At night to the star the bullies repair, where Robin has fixed a planet more fair, whose aspect alone portends more annoy than the glittering flames that devoured old Troy. Oh, brave Nancy! Straight Nancy comes down in her flowered satin gown, and in scoring 10 shillings she cheats but a crown. Too little, alas, to maintain the jade's pride and the lavish expense of her bully beside, I must tell ye. Chocolate cider, mum, flows all over the room, of which 'tis believed Madam Nancy drinks some. But to Robin this drinking is but a mere task, for he swears he can't sleep without the other flask in his belly. The flasks go round, and the glasses are crowned, till some fall of fighting, and then to the ground, when Robin and Nancy the advantage do take of picking their pockets before they do wake of their silver. If gold was there, you boldly may swear, they got it by means not honest or fair. For whatever they cram into fob or to gut, you may all be confident is nothing but what they pilfer. Then from Rosemary Lane we all do complain, from Black Mary's Hole, from Ratcliffe again, from Dog and Bitch Yard, and from famous Moorfields, to the sparks of this end of the town of the ills we lie under. In time then appease our harsh miseries, or the cruel affliction you gallants will seize, else we shall be forced ere many a day to turn honest women, all which you will say is a wonder. O Petticoat Lane, that long didst maintain the quack that pretends to cure the rain, how low art thou fallen from thy trade in a trice! What before for a George may now for a Sice be procured. Then let us all a council call, and cry out amain, a hall, a hall, for such damned impositions were never before known, since Damaris Page here and can be by none have endured. Let's muster our force, both our foot and our horse, those who ride on crutches and those who halt worse, and let us proclaim it expulsion by law to those who from our assistance withdraw or lie skulkers. For 'tain't worth our while to buttock and file, and to clap is both our own pain and our toil, then either afford us in visits relief, or some of the traitors may find to their grief we'll turn bulkers.